We live in a day where absolutely everything we see in Christendom is almost sick to the core. It grieves my heart so terribly to come to a nation that has for 200 years had revivals every 50 years and see what a state of lukewarmness it lives in. It shocks me to see the lack of discernment I see on every hand amongst every prophetic ministry so-called that I come across. It shocks me to the core, and all we have here is pretense and shallowness and lukewarmness to a degree which I've seen nowhere else. What is God going to do to you, America? Do you know what America's blessed with? A lukewarm church and a lukewarm prophetic movement. The church is sick. The church is sick. The church is sick. False prophets who tickle your ears. You have to pay hundreds of dollars to get your ears tickled real good. The church is sick. When you go to their conferences, they take your money, they jump on a plane, and they go to another five-star hotel where they live in luxury. But I'm telling you, there are guys who get picked up in limos from the airport who claim to be prophets and stand in the place in our modern day of Elijah the prophet, and if he could see them, he'd spin in his grave. We have so many people saying the Elijahs of God are coming. Oh, the Elijah ministries are coming. What on earth do you think he will do with the circus when he arrives? What will he do? What will he do? Will he join it? Will he get his camel hair and his honey and the locusts that he's been eating? Chuck it all aside and go and join the big, swank, fat cats sitting in their hotels. Can you imagine him doing that? No, he'll blister the walls with his words. He will cry out to America, repent, or you shall all likewise perish. I'm telling you, the day is coming. It is so near. America stands on a precipice. I've been saying it everywhere I go. America stands on a precipice unless the people of God do something different to what they're doing now. It's all gone. It's over. I believe God's heart is grieved by this nation to such a degree you have no idea. And revival will come in the midst of judgments the like of which you've never seen. Judgment begins at the house of God.
Now is the end. Come upon me, and I will send mine anger away.